Hello, welcome. Welcome to our fourth call today. I'm very excited. We are going to be speaking on leadership on New Earth, on this Earth. And I welcome everybody here. And we're going to look at, for a moment, at the spring and fall equinox, because the energies are still shifting. You can probably feel it. There's a lot of transitioning going on. We went from Pisces energy into Aries fire. So we got all this juxtaposition going on. And you might feel very invigorated. You might feel everything more enhanced. But something might feel different today than it felt about a week ago. So some people are still coming on. So we're welcoming everybody here today. And we're going to set the intent. My intent is to have this a very awesome call. It is evolutionary, powerful. It is safe and graceful for everybody. And let's invite again verbally here from the heart your higher selves, your guidance to be present and allowing your body, your innate intelligence to also make all the shifts on the health level that you need to do. And receive the clarity and guidance that you need in order to live your life in this very beautiful way. So let's, for a moment, just take a deep breath and just let go of whatever happened before. And then one more time, deep breath and out. And we just let go of whatever happened before. And we're also going to let go of what we think is going to happen next. And we're just here in this present moment, this moment that we always just have. It's always here, this moment, this instant. And we bring a moment of gratitude to everything that is in our lives right now. If we can do this, even the things that you don't like, the pains, the troubles, the debts, the issues, just for a moment, just let your breath come naturally and just find a moment of gratitude that you're alive. Everything is perfect as it is. Wonderful. So, and in this moment, we're also, I'm going to offer you, and everyone here is, of course, always in the replay, everything is available, to come really into this new season that you're in, be it the fall in the southern hemisphere or the spring in the northern. Just allow yourself to really open to this, the energies that are here right now. Allow the body to shift and adjust. Wonderful. Good. I thought that would help a little bit on the way today. So what is leadership? What is taking up leadership on the new earth? Well, what is leadership? What do we really lead with? And what are we leading and whom are we leading? Well, first of all, I would say you're leading yourself. You're leading yourself, your soul through this life, allowing yourself to evolve. And the leadership comes from a place of wisdom and intuition. And in order to be in wisdom and know how to lead yourself, knowing what to do, when to do, where to do, you have to be in a meditative mind. The meditative mind is a neutral mind. It's neither attracted nor is it repelled. It doesn't know about the dualities of life. It is actually just here, and it's what we call presence or observant. And let's go a little deeper into that today with an exercise that some of you know, and some for maybe for some of you it is new. And this exercise takes us out of time and space, because what governs time and space is the rising of the sun and the moon, causes day and night, and it's what makes up our sense of time. It is also lunar and solar energies, which are alternating. So it is this alternating experience that we have of fear and courage, of fear and love. And so we want to get out of this game into that much deeper true love, true presence, and that true deeper knowing. So if you can close your eyes, if you can sit straight, or you're lying down, and bring your attention to the center of your chest, where your heart is, your heart chakra is, just in the center of the chest. And just visualize or see or know and feel there to be a sun, a glorious sun, just the way you know it in the sky. And you just see it in there. You're located in there somewhere. Wonderful. And now next to the sun, you see the moon, just the way you know it in the night sky, that beautiful white, cold, light disk right next to the sun. Good. Now I want you to see them both at the same time. It's like you're looking at them, you know them, and you feel them both there at the same time. Okay, for some it's already happening. So what will happen is that they're going to become merged. So allow the moon to inch towards the sun. I want you to feel this and watch it. Just make it up. It's going, the moon is going into the sun slowly, and you can feel it in your body. And you allow them to merge and just let go. Don't visualize any end result. Don't see a picture. Just start to feel it. Very good. Now your attention is almost locked in the third eye. You might notice your attention is in the third eye. It could be in the heart area, but it's possibly in the third eye. It's simply because you're in this neutral place now, outside time and space. You're more yourself in a place of wisdom. You can tell it has sort of a meditative quality to your mind. Maybe your eyes can't open or something like that. So I just have to stay there for a little bit. It's very healing, very powerful as you're just staying in this state of presence, in this meditative, neutral mind. You are actually doing some self-healing right now. Good. Okay, so leadership, coming back to leadership. So who are you leading? With your meditative presence, with your clarity, that you are leading yourself, you make decisions based on an inner knowing. Intuition means inner teacher, you know, simply a simple translation. You make decisions for your life from that very deep place of wisdom and not from a lunar or solar mind. Yeah? It means that you're neither too excited about something or fearful about something. So you're basically just in the middle path. And as we are going, or already are, in this massive transition, in an evolution, a cosmic evolution, we could say that what to do, how to live, should be coming from a place of newness, from this inner wisdom. then your inner wisdom is one with Source, instead of basing it on what happened in the past. So what did people do in the past when there were troubles, and then projecting that into the future and doing the same thing again? No, that's not what is invited here. It is that you take leadership up, that you say, okay, I'm not going to do what was already done over and over and over again. And if I do it like that, it'll be done in a, maybe with a different coloring or a different frequency about it, because it's coming from a place of, I know I must take this step. I know deeply that this is good for me, and I'm prompted to do such and such. And I might not be able to even explain it, because it doesn't make sense. The mind can't track it. The mind says, I don't know, I don't understand. This makes no sense. It's not logical. I can't find the file in the past where this happened had been done before. So I can't support that. So the mind will come in with confusion, and you might feel confused. So let's for a moment allow confusion and give honor and gratitude to the mind as trying to do its good job and doing a good job, to basically say, okay, you know, thank you very much, but I'm going to choose now to listen to my deeper self, my intuition at all times. And that is what I lead with from now onwards. If that's a yes for you, you might say yes and just receive that and shift into that now. Very good. You're using your power, your free will, to decide how to move forward. Now, when you take leadership in your own life in this way, well, then you are also a leader for the collective, because you are showing the collective mass programmed mind, we're not going to do it this way again and regurgitate the same thing over and over again. We're going to do something new and different according to what Source suggests, what true self suggests. So the other thing that came up yesterday was, or I already got emails and all that, and so I will address that right now, is what do I do financially? What happens with the stock market? What do I do with my money and all these things? Well, what we're experiencing right now has never happened like this ever before. We are really in sort of uncharted territory with pretty much what some people call financial Frankenstein. We are also now, if you have listened 2 days ago, the Fed making actually was surprised by a journalist's unscripted question regarding an inverted yield curve. And I'm not an expert in this, but I understand a little bit, and which indicates recession pretty much. And this was an unscripted question, and this is being sort of denied or not talked about, and the general public really doesn't seem to know what's really going on. And so that question was basically, he just said, then the Fed said he's not concerned about it, but he did not deny it. And so this caused, of course, changes already out there in the financial market, and because now it's not even being denied. So it means inflation is starting to set in, which is actually already happening. But what it means is recession has started. And you probably know that your dollar is becoming worth less and less. And there's sort of looks like they're going to wipe out the middle class completely. So now this is what we're seeing. And then, you know, the normal people that are still sort of running the power and are in power, they looks like they want to put in a new feudal system of extremely poor people and a few very rich people and no middle class, because of these crazy politics that are going on, that have been going on for a long time, but at least for another for about over 120, 130 years, and absolutely crazy. So But then here we are. Here's the middle path. So if we understand, and then we come to your own unique personal situations. If you understand that this is an evolutionary moment, and each one of you has a very unique situation. You have different ages, different debt levels. You have different asset levels. You have different education levels. You live in different places in the world. You are there's so much. You live alone, maybe with others. You maybe are very tied into a social network. Maybe you're not. So we're all very unique and very different. And that also basically tells us that you have to really, really tune in. Be in your meditative neutral mind. Be fearless, which is where there's no fear. And you're in that quietness. And you let yourself be guided through that every day. And as you live like that, and you don't let your mind come in, what should I do? What should I do? But you just live in that place. You basically are naturally doing things instinctively. I always say it's just like when you suddenly are hungry, go to the kitchen, or you need to go to the bathroom. There's just something, you just do something. So you find yourself just doing something, and you can feel that it's integrated. Your spiritual, your physical body, your mental and your emotional body are quite integrated. Maybe your mental body is not, and it's saying, what are you doing? I don't understand it. It's going a little into, you know, fighting. But as if you are really balanced and practice a sun moon meditation, if you're new to this, to come into this place of intuition. So with that said, let's strengthen again and deepen the intuition, your inner teacher, really your inner knowing. And be open to it. Allow yourself to know that this is you're designed just the same like everybody else. You're also intuitive. You also know. It's not that difficult. Intuition is here when the mind isn't busy. That's all. The more you think, the more you eclipse your intuition. The calmer you are in the mind, the more steady your breath, the more intuitive you are. So do some breathing, exercise, and just say yes to, I am intuitive. I am very intuitive. My intuition is perfect. I receive all the knowledge and information that I need at the right time and the right place. I understand clearly. I know clearly. And I act very clearly on it. Moving out of the way, those ancestral programs, those reactions, shift and changing that. And in this moment, I would like to share that yesterday, I went for a walk with my partner and we noticed something that I looked around, nobody else seemed to notice. It was the way the sun was coming through. It was not completely blue sky. It was sort of a mix of things. But the sun was shining onto the water. And we both looked at this and said, wow, I've never seen this before. It was like molten platinum. That's the best way I can describe it. It was not from this earth. It was like a reflection of light coming off the wave. The light was so strong. We stared at it for a long time. And I would like to transmit that for you right now, because these are new frequencies that are here already. So if you know, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was given the platinum array, and it's also on my website. And I was given it on a mental spiritual realm. But this is, I saw it physically. So let me know if you like, you can just say yes, receive this transmission of this frequency that is really glorious. Let me see if I can find it again. So we're allowing ourselves to open to this new frequency, this new consciousness, allowing the DNA to respond to that, so that we respond to life and become a new earth person with new solutions to the financial situation on this planet, where we lead by saying no to old ways of abusing masses of populations. We're just opening to a new solution. Well, that brings prosperity for everybody. Where our understanding of prosperity is healed and owned, that we are prosperous. And that we are consciousness. And consciousness is in itself everything beyond all understanding. I often say you as consciousness, but really you are consciousness. There is no you really. You as consciousness, there's just consciousness. The idea of the individual is an experience that is like a lens, but at the same time, it's just a working model. So I'm going to speak to some of you who understands this. Maybe some of you is like not quite clear what that all means. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. It's recorded. Because when the you goes away, which is the fearful one, the one that always worries and doesn't know and wants to know, and you allow yourself to just be consciousness, what you already are, then everything is here and possible. So for a moment, if you have a particular question regarding what do I do, allow yourself to receive that right now. Even if it's not mentally or verbally in your head, just receive the answer. You already are your answer to your question. Wonderful. So we'll ask for this beautiful platinum to remain with us. I'll just call it for now platinum. Maybe it'll wants to be called something else. Good. So let's see. Let's go to the question and answers here. Let's move over here. And I'm going to unmute Cindy here. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, mine is more a healing I'm watching. When we did our one-on-one, you worked a bit on that head injury. And it's been quite active lately, and I was wondering if you could just have a little...
You know, I can hear you, but it's kind of warped somehow. So it's about an injury. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, in our one-on-one, you did that head injury that I've spoken about.
Oh, the head injury. Okay, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so it's been quite, there's a lot happening around that area now, so I was wondering if you could just look at it again and maybe there's another layer that can...
Okay, so yeah, put your hand in that area then, just wherever your discomfort is. Yeah, there's a lot of energy movement. So let's allow this area to restore itself to its original condition of health and well-being, or the way it's meant to be. There you go. Did you change?
Yeah.
Do you feel that, right?
It was awesome.
Like a rocking almost. Okay, awesome. Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks. Okay, so we're now in 4477766. Oh, bad feedback. Okay, I'm going to dispute that again. That sounds like really bad feedback. I'm going to hear 51086. Hello. Mihar?
Hello. Yes.
Hi there.
Hi, Ratima. Hi. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful call.
Thank
Looks
you.
Like it was meant for me.
Oh, good.
I am on that roadway where I have to decide move forward. But since like 4 days, my left side has been like ankle, thigh, you know, and now it's by the kidney. I know, 42 years of marriage, I don't know. It just like has come all together. But I'm standing strong because I know I have to move forward.
So you're saying you have pain on the left side? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, 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 yes. So well, after the stroke, I always worry.
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. Yeah, that's very Vata, right? Stroke is a Vata disease.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, what? How can I help you best? What is it you'd like to have different?
I would like to be strong and not have this fear of the step I'm taking.
Okay, you already decided which step you're going to take?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And after right. this call, I'm even 100% sure. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, wonderful. Good. It's beautiful to really know and be certain. So the best way to get rid of that fear is to move into that certainty, that knowing. Because the knowing is one with God, one with Source, right?
Mm-hmm.
So go into that deep knowing and just go into that exclusively, all the way into it. Yeah. Just you know what is true and just be with that. And I'm just going to just assist you to adjust all your surface bodies to that, like your center core, literally, to your nervous system, emotions, tissue levels. Okay, yeah, your tissues, levels, nerves, synapses. Okay, lagging a bit behind. We're going to assist that. So we're going to shift time and space and just say it already happened. And in your heart, there's doubt. Okay, so let's move out this doubt out of the way, because that's where you fight yourself, right? Or
yes.
Do you want to say what your doubt is? Do you need to say it? Why are you doubting this? Do you think it's wrong, maybe?
Because I have a guilt for the promise to my mother-in-law and sister.
Okay, good. Well, promises are human-made, and God doesn't make promises, right?
Right.
So humans make mistakes. So do you think that promise was just a mistake?
Mistake, yes.
Good. Okay, so forgive yourself for making that mistake. Internally, ask for forgiveness. These souls that you promised to, and just say, I set myself free, I set you free, I don't bind you, I allow you to find your own truth, I found mine, thank you. Okay, the emotions going through, good. A little bit panic, a little bit grief, there you go. There you go, you got it. You feel different?
Yeah, I feel different. It's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good
thank
job.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Big hug to you.
Thank you. To you too. Thank you. Like, sorry, I'm muted you. Thank you. Okay, good. So let me go to the back here for one of these questions. And nothing is showing up here. Where did it go? Nothing's showing up. Good. New York then. 91729. Hello.
Hi, Ratima. This is Christine. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Christine. I'm good. Thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. I was just wondering, my meditations feel wonderful, but I also feel like I'm becoming more and more disconnected from my friends and family. And I'm wondering if that's just a shift that I'm going through, or is it?
Is a shift. It's changing because when you disconnect from that emotional codependent way, and you are going to connect in a more truer, deeper way, you know, really deep from the self instead of more through the emotional body. And it'll feel kind of weird. It feels more sober and more neutral, which is unfamiliar. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels, it upsets me, you know, because the old way, I know how to handle that. I don't know how to handle this. And it's almost like I don't want to be around any of them, but they're my family. I love them.
Oh, you even don't even want to be around them?
I feel very disconnected. I feel very misunderstood. Maybe that's not it. I'm just very quiet.
Yeah, you're changing, and that's what you wanted. When you go on a spiritual path and others don't, well, you will change, and that's the result, right? Because you don't want to have a, you know, like look at your friends, and you can already see maybe, you know, that they, what lives they're going to lead and how they're going to repeat their unconscious cycles over and over again. And you said, I don't want to do that. I want to find out who I am. I want to come to the glory of what I can be as a human being. Well, it sounds like you are both in different camps and have different interests, right?
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can grieve it. You can be sad about it. But at the same time, also be excited about the new.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Atma.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
You're
yes.
welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So the questions reappeared in the back here. There's a question I'd like to ask you. Assistance helping dissolve my attachment of being the one who takes care of all affairs in my family so I can engage my Dharma life task joy more fully. I've done a lot of work on this. I would like to align more fully with myself versus history and go for it, bringing for my gifts. Okay, well, I think this is something many people want. So it's called alignment, and we already did like alignment into your meditative mind, into that neutral mind. So let's align into, what did it say again here? Yeah. Not the one who takes care of everybody. Okay. So it's a sort of a caretaker program. So let's be more honest and real. And respectful to everybody so that we allow them to also do what they can do. We don't feed them. We don't wash them. We don't walk for them. We just trust that they have strength within them and they can do the things that they're meant to do. And we're happy to see them blossoming and get stronger in it. We don't take away that power, literally. We're caretakers. We become power takers. Yeah? If it's not needed and if it's not true. So allowing your power again to be inside yourself, to guide your own life, and to model to others instead of doing it horizontally sideways. Okay, so you're bringing in your left side a little bit. That's good. Good. Okay. I'll let that go on for now. And we're going to come to Naoko as the next person. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
I'm fine, thank you. And I'd like to ask you for help. I did have a tendency. I have to say, I'd like to say thank you to this tendency. I tend to have a very limited thought about money. Like, for instance, I can make $500. That's it for this month. And that kind of the thought or belief always makes me make just a limited, very small amount of money. So with very strong feelings, and this is the time to let go of the limiting such kind of the beliefs, because I don't need the limitation financially, either. Just let go of the, you know, the whole limitations from myself.
Mm. Okay, so you're the one yourself that says that it can only make $500. You're limiting yourself.
It's like, because even while you are guarding us for the group, you know, the activation, even this thought did pop up. And always I do have, so it's like my focus is always lack and the limitation.
So this
is a very specific stuff. So I have
So that's basically, okay. Well, let's focus on that here. And you would like to be unlimited, right?
Yes.
You know, unlimited is sometimes fearful for people because just imagine there is no boundaries, boundless prosperity, right? We're used to feeling restricted. So we often people want a lot, but then can they really handle it? Now they'll spend it again. So we need to be able to have that trust in yourself that you're worthy and that you're strong and that you are divine and that this isn't unnatural. That there's no harm in that. And also that prosperity is not really defined by money. This is just a language that we're using right now. And it even changed within our own lives, right? We had different kinds of currency value in our own life. So that's just something that changes and shifts. And then we can be all flexible to translate our inner true prosperity onto the circumstances around us, the current accepted language of prosperity, be it money, be it crypto, be it whatever it is. So opening up something on the left side of the throat, it's almost like a little tube or something is in there. So let's remove that. Good. I'm looking at the whole group right now and just scanning everybody in regards to this. Looking on different levels here. Let's go take this deeper for everybody and just keep clearing out this deep limitation program and fear. And opening up to this infinite, boundless being that you are, that everybody is, which is prosperity itself, which knows how to take care of itself. Whatever made you also takes care of you. Whatever made you takes care of you. And whatever made you takes care of you. You don't have to do it. Do you remember the you doesn't exist? I said earlier, there's just consciousness. So the more we get out of the way, the better it is. So you do think that you have this thought and this limitation, but really you don't. It just appears that way. Is it starting to feel better now, Cole?
Yes. It's like there was a very huge block around my chest, even under my chest area, like the top of the stomach. But, you know, I really appreciate because I was at the war with dealing with this kind of the block. Mm-hmm. So feeling lighter. And I can feel the shift, a huge shift.
Good, good. Yeah, good. Then just good. Enjoy that lightness. And that's what you're going to ride, that energy. Yeah? Okay. Awesome. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. So we're now in San Jose. I think that's Sally. Is that 488? Hello? Maybe not. 40889. Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hi there. Who is that?
Yeah. Hi. This is Neil. How are you?
Hi there. Hi, Neil.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the call last week and, you know, obviously, you know, everybody, I guess, including myself, everybody has, you know, things, you know, go wrong, let's say, whether it be in their body or in their life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask is, I know last week we spent a lot of time talking about business and so forth. And mm-hmm. one of the things that I believe is that there may be some negative forces that are holding our business back from mm-hmm. from truly achieving unbounded success.
Mm-hmm.
And because it seems like every time we try to get ahead, all of a sudden something keeps yanking us back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I know life is full of challenges, but do you see anything? I believe that there's something that's hanging around that needs to be released that is not I don't know, you know, if it's around my dad because my dad's in my business, or if it's, wherever it is. And, I just want it to be released and know that it can leave peacefully.
Yeah. Well, interestingly, I did get a visit of something we don't like to see. And I often these, I see things before the call. So let me just check if this was directly related to you, okay, and your business. Yeah, yeah, correct. And I already told her to, I call it bugger off. And so I'm going to specifically now declare, with permission of your family and you, that any and all interferences that are not for the highest good of this company and this family shall be eliminated, removed, transformed, or whatever else need to be done. And so it is. Just let's wait a moment here. Okay, I'm seeing some alignments between different people in the that are involved. They're not quite in alignment. I see them sort of placed in different places. So we're just going to ask for more alignment, cooperation, understanding.
That is correct. That is correct.
It's like one person is over here and the other is there, and it's just like conflicts is a big word, but subtle, disagreements. And when I look into that energy, it has a density of a bit heat, might be anger in it or something like that, frustration. So let's offer whoever that is to find that same open-mindedness, freedom, and trust.
Okay.
And for you right now, let's focus on, you don't have to say what it is, but I want you to again choose, and you've probably done this many times, what kind of outcome you want to see for the company and how you want to feel when that happens. Go into that for a moment now, and we'll supercharge it. Okay, so I can see right away you need some more frequencies. You're doing good, but you are not completely aligned with the new frequencies. So I'm going to offer that to you and the soul of the company, just offering that you move a little bit more into higher, finer frequencies, because that means you're going to serve the totality, the whole, and it's free from egoic manipulations. Okay, that's better. Can you feel that? Oh, sense
yes,
it?
I can. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good. Okay, great. Thank you. You're welcome. So this is always good for everybody else here that has a company or whatever that is. And we're now in Vancouver, and that's Nola. Hi there. Nola, hi there. Hello? Okay, we'll just wait on her. I'm going to go to Q&A here in the back. Hi, Aratima. I'm not able to make it to the call. I would like support to help me develop my gift and my leadership skill and use that to elevate nurses in my current job. Okay, so we've done some of that leadership. Good. Again, for everybody, your gift, whatever that is, you're born with a specific gift. It's like a jewel, right? It's a refined skill. It's very unique to you. Allowing that to come more forward, to resonate more deeply within you, allowing it to manifest, and to be a leader in your own life, and in that way, a leader to others, where it's appropriate, where there's an agreement. And say yes if you want leadership. And leadership is actually joyful. It's like when you were a child and you were playing. Everybody has a role and everybody's excited, and not from a place of being observed and judged. It's just happening from a place of fear. So we're just going to move out of that. Just go into a place of play and excitement and joy. Okay, good. So next person is Shelley. Hi, Shelley.
Hey, Rachima. Thank you for taking my call. Today is more related to I just need a little bit of help. Mm-hmm. I just flew the last 3 days, but had literally had a migraine for 6 days. A lot of movement and meditation, hard to meditate just because of the pain. Usually I can work myself through this, mm-hmm. But for some reason, I don't know if it's all the breath work. I've been doing the fire breath, the Kapha body. I've done that in the past. It hasn't affected me, but just need a little bit of help. I'm not sure what all is going on.
So you have pain right now, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a dull roar right now. It's not horrific right now, but this has been like 10 days now.
Okay. And you said in the head area?
Yeah, it's kind of everywhere. It's the temples, it's back, yeah, the top.
Okay.
Not to say dizziness with it too, on and off.
Starting to change.
Yeah, I can feel the energy moving. Yeah, mm-hmm. Now it's pretty much in the crown.
Good. Okay, we'll just let it continue to move, right?
So perfect.
Just
Thank you.
Let it do its thing. Good. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Awesome. You're welcome. Okay, so we're now in Laura at 8183. Hi there.
Hi.
Hey,
I actually
Laura.
Just wrote a question in online.
Okay.
I said I've been feeling just kind of unmotivated towards life and the bigger picture of what my place and my purpose and what I'm doing, and it just kind of feels like an overall ambivalence or depression. It's just everything kind of feels gray.
Mm.
I'm not really sure how to shift that.
Okay, you're younger, right? You're not like over 50, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking here is that, let me see what's coming to me. You're probably in a sort of what I call a dissolution phase. We're going through a shift into something new. Do you feel like you're moving, into leaving everything behind? Like I said, you know, something is just, you're outgrowing something?
Yeah. And but there's also an attachment to it almost of like, I don't want to give it all away. I don't want to lose who I thought I was.
Yeah, that's, I understand. So what interestingly happens is that if we trust that whatever is, well, let me give a little image. If when you move from being a child into an adult, a lot you leave behind, toys and friends and daycare and whatever else, right? But at the same time, you're going to keep your limbs, your arms, your eyes, your nose. Everything that's relevant stays with you. Same thing here. If you psychologically grow, you will continue, you will come, everything seems to be falling away. And then you come out in a new way and you realize everything you need that is important will be still there. Is that, would that be okay with you if you didn't have to, did you have to control it, but you could trust that whatever will is important will come with you?
Yeah, there's still that fear that comes with it a little bit too, the fear of I can't 100% let go.
Okay, so you're not trusting it. Okay, good. Let's work with that. So first of all, let's acknowledge it, that you do have fear and not trusting. And it's very important. You need to know yourself. And that's one of the biggest parts, you know, to live life in trust and surrender or not. So let's go to that place here. Okay, so there's energy now coming in into your crown chakra. You bring that in, which means that there's newness, inspiration, right? To inspire, come through in the crown chakra. It's coming kind of in. And then allowing your mind to receive it. You're going to start feeling a bit of wobbling. And the energy now has to move through the diaphragm area into your belly area. as it's sort of energizing a little bit the second chakra, you're going to start feeling a bit more joy or maybe just a little bit more liveliness. Tell me if you could start feeling that or whatever's changing.
I started feeling it a little bit earlier when you were talking. It got, like, when you were talking earlier, first I felt a wave of sadness, and then it passed, and then a very subtle light joy came in. Now it feels very neutral.
Yeah, okay. You're still shifting. So really, for everybody, if there's any stuck emotions right now, or fear, to allow that to dissolve. It's like very thick, almost like it's a thick energy, which usually comes up as depression, as kapha. It's also, you know, at the end of winter, you're going to get that extra kapha. So anything, I think you do sports, right, Laura? Am I right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so you're doing enough exercise and movement. So I'm not too concerned, but depending on whatever you eat, and also there is definitely some excess kapha here. I'm just going to allow that to move through. And allowing yourself to now receive, everybody, if you want to receive again that joy and inspiration, it's always here. It's underneath the clouds, it's always the sun. It's always here already. You can already feel it, know it, and be it. And you don't have to understand it. Take a deep breath. Tell me how you're doing now.
Good. I felt a slight expansion in my abdomen area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do some fire breath if you know this. Like, do you know fire breath?
Yeah, I think I've done that once in yoga.
Yeah, do it a little bit. It'll just blow through whatever's still sticking there and keeps it moving. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks. All right. Next person is, we have in High River, this must be Linda. Hi there.
Oh, Aratima.
Yes, it's you.
I just want to thank you for, oh my goodness, the quantum potential you're offering us right now. It's like, oh, and I'm so thankful that you shared about the platinum, the experience of platinum energy, because that just makes my dream last night have fallen into place.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It was quite something. But I loved, not to get into story here, but yeah, the last image in my dream was I'm on a sailboat and the bright light and the blue sky, and I kept hearing smooth sailing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm getting goosebumps. Oh, that energy was, I mean, thank you for saying that, because I'm not sure everybody wants to know this. I always say the light has already won. There's no way turning back. There is no way turning back. I'm so excited now, because the thing is that how all this shift will take place, will it be graceful or not? We all decide this. This is why I say it. We take up leadership. We decide what it's going to look like, what we'd like it to look like. Of course, we want it smooth. We want it graceful. We don't want to be in a lot of pain. But we want also those that are destructive to basically put into their place as well. And we're here to just say, yes, the new frequencies are here. Let's embrace them, right?
There was another part to the dream. I don't know if I should share it here or not. But
okay.
It was, and I didn't understand, but I really felt the profundity of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like all of a sudden, it's like I heard middle worlds were totally being reshifted.
Mm.
And it was like, wow, like everything again is being shifted. Everything.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's why it's so hard for individuals to think outside the box. It's just so difficult to imagine. It's like, think of people that lived in the Neanderthal caves and then to how we are today. They couldn't even imagine, conceive. But we're going to go through a massive shift. And we are in it already. That's the thing. And that's why some people call the Frankenstein financial system, because it's, like I said, I call it held together by spit. You know, you took two piece paper and you spit it helps together, but anytime it falls apart because when it dries up. So it's just gonna just all like shift and change, and we need to choose again all together here as leaders, like that this is, again, we do this right now again, Linda, and then I'm going to come to your question, is that we are right now, I'm already choosing this, if anybody wants to follow me, is that I am wealthy, healthy, prosperous, happy, joyful. This is a good life. Everybody loves me. Everybody is has fun with me. Everybody, this is a good life. I'm creative. I enjoy being this short time that I'm on this planet in this embodiment. This is joyful and good, and I'm designed to meet anything that is here. So we are all like this. Everybody's like that. So if we just choose this to be graceful, then it'll be more graceful. Because, hey, we already did something. We're not in World War III. This was supposed to happen already. Just imagine, like, that we should be so elated that this didn't happen. So we already did something great. So anyway, coming back to your question.
No. Well, it all falls into place.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it was just after the retreat or all the things that I've been going through, but I had this huge quantum fear come up in me that I went like, are you kidding me? What is all this about? So I've had to work through that in the last couple of weeks, and then to have this dream where, oh yeah. And so I think part of my question is, when I'm feeling all of this stuff, it's got to be, I'm just tapping into more of it, right? I'm just tapping into the magnification that's around me. And then, because when I go through it, I'm laughing because I go, this is so crazy that we buy into this game. Like, it's like I oscillate, but I'm very clear when I'm in the core.
Yeah, well, if you're experiencing the fear and you're in the core at the same time, you're participating, you're expanding into the collective consciousness, which is experiencing fear, right? Because you constantly grow and you expand into. Do you remember when I talked about, you know, when I moved here, demons would show up all the time because, you know, suddenly we come here and I basically entered their area. This is bright light, you know, and suddenly they're like, wow, you're in my territory. And I'm like, well, not anymore. This is mine. I'm taking over. So you're taking over into the collective and you're blowing out the fear. You're transforming it. That's what we're doing when we're doing these group calls. We're right now a point. Yep. Like I shared this with a couple of people. I've never felt like this intensely after the calls. Usually I always, you know, move a lot of stuff through, but every call that I've done on this prosperity package, like Saturday, Sunday, I can barely move because it's like I described it. I am pulling, like I have like a, you know, like a cars have this hanger, and I'm like dragging everybody from my third eye into a new place. And that's really what's happening. And so that you can recognize who you really are and make these amazing decisions. And so anyway,
that's so what I felt. I've just been feeling that, but it's just, thank you. I mean, when you said that to me, oh, I just relaxed. I had a sense of such relaxation in my body. I go, and then, I can feel the joy and stuff. So, Arachima, thank you for, like, again, like, quantum shift. It's so big. We're so big. There's so much more to this. That
yes, it is.
Just tap into that. Wow.
Thank I know you, it is. You're welcome. Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you. Awesome. It is. It is massive what we're doing here. It seems personal a little, but it's really big because I'm holding a much bigger space. I'm even taking the title is taking up leadership on Earth. What does that really mean? Like, are we really? Do we have the courage to do that? So next person is this is Katya. Hi, Katya.
Hi, Rachima.
Hi.
I joined a little bit later, so I do apologize if somebody asked already for something like that. I was wondering if you can help me. So I do like to create and, you know, do other things, but the problem is that whenever I want to create and enjoy it, that comes the time because I'm trying to get up at 5, do my meditation practice, and then obviously look after the house, the kids, and do the runs during the day. And
I just decided to talk because, of course, I'm talking.
Of course.
Anyway, and, you know, sticking to my runs and the exercise. So when it comes in the evening, I was like, well, it's past 10 o'clock and I need to go to bed, basically. And so, though I've been trying to clean up the house and it's been past 12 o'clock, I was like, okay, I really need to go to bed. So my problem is, how do I make it all fit in one day and don't so much identify with the linear time?
That's a great question. You are just enjoying what you're doing at the time, and you just stay in the moment. It becomes like a meditation. Don't worry about the next moment because you have the pleasure. It's having children, being a mom seems like a lot of work, and it is. At the same time, I've seen women in other cultures that have even more children. They're really, really laid back and relaxed, and they just enjoy everything. They're content, and everybody chills around them. The children chill too, and if they nod, that doesn't matter. So I think in the Western world, because the frequencies are so edgy, that you go into this mental wave of stress. Pull yourself out of it and hold your ground. That's basically what it is. Hold your ground and know that everything you're doing, if you're being in this moment perfectly, that's all the yoga you need. That's all the spiritual practice you need, really, because you're literally trying to balance out several energies that are pulling at you, and you're holding your center, and that's very powerful.
Okay, so I shouldn't think, oh, what I should be doing next on the day, and I really want to do this, and I really want to.
Yeah, but then you're in your head, right? And it's like it's an attraction, right? You're an attraction.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Just sit down with him and just kind of, he seems pretty chilled out, so. Okay. Okay, thank you. Bye, Katya. Somebody here is in a good space. Okay. I'm going to try Nola again. Hi, Nola. Let's see if this works.
Hi.
Yes, they are. Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. The calls helped a lot already. I really went into a deep fear in the last
good.
Couple of days.
Yeah.
Crazy fear, so I can't even believe I can breathe now.
Oh, wow.
But I feel like what I wanted to ask you is the place between you. I've been trying to be in my knowing and trusting where I'm at, and then I felt like I hit a block when it came to actual physical manifestations. I'm trying to build the home for myself and that security, and the symbolism became, ironically, like choosing windows. I know that sounds weird, but then it went into affordability and my intuition telling me, well, of course I need those ones because they're am I worth that? I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, and then I got off balance, and I feel like worth came up, and my head came up into it, and I don't want the windows; they won't work. And I think I have a block between staying in trust of my knowing and the manifesting when it comes to physical choice.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and that makes sense, and it's actually normal. And why that is, it's not inside the scope of this call at all. It's too much, but I might, you're still in a WLS. I might actually talk about it on the WLS because too subtle to talk about here. What I can say is that you're at the crossroad where when you are in your knowing that you are prosperous and you are already accepted, let's say you have a home and you're taken care of, you're basically in this very wide, boundless, infinite potential where all these elements, these atoms and molecules are available. Now, when you come in with the linear mind and start to, and linear mind is so dumb and small, trying to then configure and create, well, it doesn't work. It's like saying ego cannot create. So right? You got it. Yeah.
And it's been making me crazy. I've even been getting dizzy.
Of course. I'm glad you – yeah, so this is good. It tells me you're a very healthy person because it doesn't work. So this is the fine line of what our martial artists say, controlled abandon. You basically are completely abandoned to knowing that it already exists. And then you also control maybe a little bit that, it has to do with housing and I'm taken care of and all this. And maybe you check if there's a deeper desire in your mind, you acknowledge it so it doesn't run amok and drives you nuts. You check if there's a thought, that house has to have a pink roof maybe or whatever. Maybe something like that is inside you. And you just kind of feel it and see it and you enjoy it. But at the same time, because it's a personal egoic wish, it will probably also be washed out. So you also then abandon yourself again to maybe the infinite has a better idea what the roof is going to look like. So it becomes this dance. And it requires sort of a meditative mind, right? This is why it's so difficult, because you actually have to straddle the infinite and the finite at the same time.
Yes, it's so hard.
Yeah, I know, but this is why not everybody knows how to manifest. That's why meditation is so powerful. When you meditate, you have more power to manifest, right?
So that's what I need to do.
Yeah, you have to understand when you are in your meditative mind, your neutral mind. Because when you're locked in the linear mind, that's a world of shadows. You can think a lot of things, but you're going to be like the hamster in the wheel. You're going to get the same thing over and over again. Like, you have to get off the mind, off the hamster wheel, and then there's more options. Then suddenly the hamster is like, wow, the whole world is available. I can run around everywhere, you know. Or I can then find myself a new little house.
Right. Well, no, I, the house is there. I just, just creating nonsense with.
Yeah, just go back and forth. Just allow yourself to trust that it's already done, that you're taken care of. And then when it feels right and you're relaxed, you can go and let the image arise of what you want it to be. But you have to remain in that relaxed, open state. If you go into linear thinking, you drop it again.
Right. And then you can't make the actual choice to say I will have the money that will work.
Well, you got an extra thing like connected that I wouldn't even do that. You just don't care where the money comes from. Remember, the universe takes care of the finances.
Okay, I had that once when I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. I have it. I lose it. I keep losing it, and I get boggled down. So I just have to trust and stay with that, but let that place of knowing make my decisions.
Yes, that's beautifully said. Thank you. Yeah, okay. Make that place of knowing make the decision. Good.
Helping me to breathe. Oh,
thank you.
I so needed this call.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Yeah, make that place of knowing make the decision that makes this beautiful. Okay, so I'm coming to Lihia now. Hi there. Hi, Lihia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, thank you.
Good.
So I would like some help with what I think may be a belief system that holds me back. It seems like for a few years now, I've been trying to get moving financially by trying either different investments or different strategies to try. And then life always seems to happen with either family crises or family emergencies, serious things that seem to be much more than what normal people experience. It's like a bombardment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can look into that to see, not unlike like what the gentleman talked about in his business, but in my personal life and moving forward.
Okay. So, all right. So basically, you don't want to use up those investments with these costly situations, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I don't know if my belief is that when I expose, like when I try and stand above from the crowd, then I become targeted by negativity or that I need to always be like part of the masses, because if I stand out.
Well, it sounds like it. If you're saying it right now, it sounds like that's what you believe, right? Is that true?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's good.
Exactly. So you have basically a program that if you stand out, you get targeted.
I would say so.
Okay. So let's shift that then, and okay, now there's some emotions here, they're moving. There you go. Is it starting to feel different?
Yeah, something is like leaving my chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see you actually holding on really tightly as well. So there's something in it for you to actually do or have been doing what you've been doing. So to actually let go of that and to let others, you know, take care of things. And
The thought came to mind of being worthy of having good in my life, being deserving.
Of having debt in your life? Sorry, I didn't quite get that.
No, being worthy. Like,
being worthy.
Being worthy,
yeah.
of having good in my life.
Okay.
Do
you choose this right now?
Do
you choose that now? Do you want to choose to be worthy right now?
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay. One of the things that I invite you to do is to own your free will. To actually use it. If you have a car, you're just going to use it and drive around. You get caught up with thinking like, can I use the car or not? Or should I?
Mm-hmm.
You're not using your free will. You're looking too much into reading the situation. Like, I think this is a habit of when you started out doing on this journey, this was very useful. But we've graduated
mm-hmm.
into a whole other level here where I'm inviting you to be the master of your life and to take ownership of your divinity. Not ask, you know, am I worthy to be divine? Well, who's asking this? The ego is not worthy anyway. Like, you are the divine. You are an expression of the divine. Just be what you already are. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, and that those words have been very profound for me. Just, I feel shivers all over.
Yeah, yeah. So this is it. I mean, you are a divine child of the source. You are neither more nor less than anybody else, but you are what you are. And you're breathing. Like, you're a spirit. There's breath going through you. That is you. And live from that. Step into that power. There's no time to waste anymore. You are resonating with the slave mentality. Step out of it. Don't stop doing
yes.
it. Yeah? Okay. Thank you. Because it helps me and everybody
Thank
else.
You.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. You're welcome. We got strong people. I want to see masters. So there's somebody else here in San Jose and might be same family, 40889. Is that right?
Yes, Sally.
That's Sally, no. Okay.
Hi, Rashima.
Okay.
Oh, I want to thank Linda, first of all, for her question, because I found it so helpful about the being in the core and also sensing the fear.
Okay.
And the other thing, I just hope it's okay for me to comment, but when you were talking about the platinum ray, seeing the platinum ray on the water, and said that you had been given the platinum ray.
Mm-hmm.
I just had the feeling you had told us that your outer world is a projection of your unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I wanted to thank you for projecting that.
Thank you. Yeah, well, Jason noticed it too. Like, I think he was saying at first, it's like we're just standing there and like we're looking. And nobody saw it. And it was so otherworldly. It was like somebody's beaming. It was almost like LED light, you know. It was so intense, but without the blue. It was just platinum. It was like, wow, it's like a whole other world had opened up. Like, it was just amazing. So, yeah. What we noticed.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other question?
No, I just wondered if you saw any blocks to prosperity in me that maybe I need to work on or that you could help me with.
Okay, all right. Yeah, the only block you have is that you're open to it, no problem, is that there's a little bit of belief in time, that it'll take time or something. So that's not true either. If you can just release that, it's already here.
Okay.
Can
yeah, I get that. You're right. Yep, mm-hmm. I'm always projecting it into the future.
Yeah, it's already here. So you just live and breathe it in the here. Okay, good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, let me go for some question answer here. Jennifer is saying, if you've already called on us during a live call, we can raise our hand again on the Enlightenment Package calls. I heard you say it when you raise your hand once. Oh, okay. Most people have their raised hand. I've talked to Lee here several times, so you can raise your hand. That's okay. We have Doris here about changes in the outer world would like to have, but she feels that no changes are happening, or at least they might not for a short period of time, feeling like Groundhog Day. Okay, let's see if people are really stuck. I'm hearing here, stuck. Okay, so stuck is just no flow of energy and being hooked into a way of seeing. So just shifting into the moon, sun, transcending that, and shifting back into your soul, into your spirit, and allowing that to breathe and live through you. Okay, what I'm seeing with you is that there's some part of you that really likes to be staying stuck, and that usually comes from fear or not knowing what else to do. So kind of being used to something. So yeah, being used to something is comfortable. It's like Plato's cave, you know, it's like slaves being inside the cave is all you know. And instead of saying, okay, I'm going to leave the cave, there's really no door. You can just walk out. So allow yourself to, again, for everybody who is in fear, trusting that this energy is really just an energy, honoring it, allowing it to expand. And to know that it just covers up new ideas, new inspirations. When fear expands, it can become new ideas, new inspiration, new joy. Good. This feels already better. So we'll let that go. And we're coming to 90750 in Juneau. Hello, 90750.
Hey.
Hi there, who's that?
Good morning, it's Jennifer.
Jennifer, oh, that's you. I just read that. Exactly.
Yes, I had a couple of questions. Well, one was, I was just wondering if I was taking ownership of my gifts that I am to be handling, you know, or doing in this world, or this lifetime, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have experienced some soreness on my lower left rib. And I don't know if it's blocked energy or if I need to go to just see my chiropractor or...
Lower left rib. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it could be your spleen. Can you put your hand there for a moment? Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of toxicity here. So just doing a little bit of a detox. Is it starting to change for you physically? Or is it moving or something? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to let that keep going. And then the question was if you're already living your gift or if you feel like you're connected with it or...
Yeah, you know, because I've been just pretty much staying to myself, and I kept thinking, like, how am I even doing anything if I'm not being out in the world? You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
I take care of me. I've been just taking care of me and not worrying about, you know, what I should be doing for.
Well, and that's good. You know, you want to first take care of yourself, right? And that's just being is a gift. I mean, we're all beings. It's not really about doing. So, but that being sometimes moves out in a certain way and shows itself in an action. But let's just ask your higher self to calibrate you here, make more louder or more prominent frequency that you need to be in. And let's do this for everybody. that you, Jennifer, need to be in to be at your perfect self, that gift that you are. So what I see with you is that there are some frequencies, call it angelic beings or other kinds of graces, that you're not receiving. So let's open up to that if you want, and to receive more of that, which is really support, and it's especially on one side here. I think it's your right side. I'm seeing it from the front. Just receive all that support that is there from Spirit. Completely receiving it, saying yes. And you're going to feel a bit of wobbling now as the energy is integrating. It's also integrating in the base chakra, actually, so that's good. Good. And now you're opening up to, you pray, right? Do you pray, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. There's a lot of that white light on top of you. So now it's all kind of aligning with that. That's good. Perfect. Beautiful. You're in a good place, though. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so there is somebody also with pain here. Let's help this person. I think it was Rhoda, hip pain. That's what I remember. Right hip, very painful. So anybody who has pain right now, still somewhere in their body, somewhere, let's just release the pain. Allowing yourself to open up again to that flow and to the pleasure of life. All causes known and unknown to clear release. Again, it goes, we're going to take that all the way deep again into that slave program, which is already gone, right? We already released that. If there's echoes from it, we're just going to let it go. We're free, sovereign beings. We're free, sovereign beings. Bringing in more light, more of that love, which is a place of neutrality and acceptance. I'm going to do a whole group healing here right now. And I'm going to, I'd like to see the whole group to again shift more into that new frequency of the new earth. Continue to shift. Even if you don't know what that is, you can just say yes. I can actually see it. Aligning, allowing peace on earth, prosperity, goodwill, kindness, truth. Love and relationships, wisdom, ruled by higher intelligence, all the cells in your body and the world around us. Again, thanking Mother Earth and allowing her to continue to upgrade and cleanse herself from the illusions in her nature, she's nature, and allowing this evil to dissipate just without drama. Just dissipate, poof. Continue to shift, good. And now I'm seeing what Linda talked about, deep shifts inside the earth. How does this relate to the pain in the body? Your bodies are one with the earth, allowing that all to shift and adjust very gracefully, very easy. Letting go of the old diseases. We should probably do a whole call on that. All these old diseases, all these names that exist. You know, everybody calls all these names. They're just all things. Let them go. They're all old consciousness. Find new ways of looking at things. Good. Wow, that was pretty intense here. So I'm going to take one more call here, which is, it's in California, 958-1833. Armando?
Hello?
Yes, hello there. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Rafa. Actually, this is Jennifer.
Oh,
it's... And I had wrote in about the sciatic pain.
Oh, okay.
So maybe if you could just check my hormones?
Okay. Okay, so let's just correct them, yeah. What are your symptoms? Is it just psychomenopausal symptoms or thyroid?
Thyroid and fertility.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see you because there's a lot of written in. I couldn't read it all, so I didn't see that. Okay. So. Okay, let's balance thyroid here. Okay, infertility. Do you see yourself with a child?
Yes. We had a one-on-one on this. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Feels so much more integrated now. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and this is Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie. You're unmuted.
Hi. It's interesting how so many of us have very similar issues. And the reason, I know you've taken care of most of them, but last time I was on the call with you, you had removed some restrictions. And I can tell such a huge difference. And it almost feels like I'm an onion where you remove the layers and whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be selfish and ask you to just take a look and see if you see anything, blockages around me, because I am gung-ho on moving forward.
Okay, good. Okay, so, well, you know, between now and the Supreme, there's obviously lots of blockages. So can you give me a little bit an idea of what is, do you feel it emotionally, mentally, physically? Where is it? Do you feel a little constricted?
I choke. I'm trying to, when I speak to people, the emotional, it's in my throat area. It feels... Like all of a sudden, it's like standing in front of the class and you can't speak. And yet most of the time, I'm finding I don't have any problem whatsoever. That kind of thing.
Okay. You touch your throat for a moment. Okay. I hear some kind of binding. I hear the word binding. So I'm assuming that this has something to do with restrictions as the feminine in some kind of past life or culture. So just, you can take your hand down and we're just going to allow yourself to release that, making changes in the subtle body now, tissues shifting. So you go really fast. That's amazing. There you go. That was really fast shifting. It's like zoom. Do you feel the difference?
I do. And I have a question. You said that there are blockages along the way. With meditation, can we eliminate them? Because I don't always want to have to bother you. I want to be able to, so these blockages can maybe be eradicated by that, by meditation.
Okay. I'm laughing because in WLS, I really make you work hard to do it yourself. And in these calls, I'll do it for you, right? She's like really smart, Jeannie. It's like, okay. So anybody, well, we start with the sun moon meditation. So for everybody right now, allowing yourself to, again, to own your true nature, which is always meditation. You are always a meditation. Everybody is. You're always in meditation. Your spirit is always in contemplation and knowing that it's already happening. The biggest block in meditation is the sense of I. we think that you exist, that you're doing something. So that is the one that we always just basically work against. Okay.
I didn't offend you, Ramsey, did I?
What's that?
I didn't offend you when I said do it ourselves.
No, I didn't. No. I'm having fun with it. I was laughing. No, I think it's totally fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I love you. Thank you. Okay, so we have the next person is in, that must be Karen. Hi there.
Hello. Oh, I just felt so expanded when you talked about that platinum ray again and just excitement. Just, woo!
I know. We should finish up with it, eh? Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it right now. Wow. Thank you. Actually, I was just wondering about that eye because I just feel in meditation, it's just like there's no worries. You just step and move and everything's good. And then when that thought comes in, I really think it's me. And I, you know, when sometimes I get in this little tussle with believing it because I've heard it and I think it's my voice. Do you know that little, you know, that kind of keeps it in place. And I just wondered if you could help unravel that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit of doubt there. So it's just really doubt. So let's, and mind is doubt. So it's a little bit of just this attachment. You're really wanting to shift deeper into your core. There you go. Is it better?
Yeah, I can feel that a lot deeper.
Yeah, you made almost like a, you made some kind of circle going backwards and recentered yourself in a way. I can't describe it, but it's better. Okay, I'm going to move on. I'll just take a few more callers before we finish. Thanks, Karen. And there's somebody here in the back, which is Jeanette. She's saying, I'm wondering whether I'm blocking prosperity coming to me as things go wrong, like car trouble, house, urgent repairs. When I do get some money in, is this karma just being released or something else? Okay, Jeanette, let's have a look. Yeah, it is actually. It's you are not like there's literally you're blocking it. It's like you're not, I'm not deserving it. It comes from the masculine side, so I'm seeing it through your father's lineage. So let's just allow this ancestral programming to clear for everybody that you don't have to repeat this limited thinking that the parents and grandparents lived in and receiving money, receiving flow, receiving prosperity. There you go. It's already flowing. Good. Very well. Very good. Thank you. Okay. So next person is Antonia. Hi, Antonia.
Hello, Latima.
Hi.
Thank you very much for taking my call. As I was sitting here at the beginning of the call, I was like, I have no questions. I'm going to reach it. But then something came up. I've been kind of struggling with pain on the right side. The sciatic nerve. I know you have done a lot, but I was just wondering if you can check with that. It started with the retreat, and it's been going on ever since.
Oh,
and it bothers me more when I sit.
Okay, so what's the pain level of 10 is really bad? What is it right now?
Well, sometimes it can be 10.
Oh,
sometimes
wow.
Sometimes can be 4. Sometimes can. But I have it all the time. I just don't pay attention to it, but I would like maybe
yeah.
I can see.
Yeah, yeah. That's just... you know what happens, Antonia, this is for people in the WLS, is that when we are clear enough about our issues in the mind and our observer is strong enough, then the ego can't trick us anymore emotionally nor mentally, but then it does it on the physical. So you are receiving drama. Yeah, it's the ego playing out the physical. It's like, oh, I'm suffering. Poor me. Right?
Oh.
All the stuff. So now we're going to take that into neutrality and just know that it's not real. It doesn't have to be like that. There's nothing wrong with the nerves. There's space. Everything's good. And let's take me a moment here. starting to flow now, right? Opening up.
It feels warm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. We're just basically thawing, you know, that icy old programming here. There you go. Good.
I know. It's awesome. Wonderful.
Thank you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and keep expanding through it. Yeah, good. Just enjoy it. We'll keep thawing. Good. Wonderful. Thank you, Antonia. And we're going to go to Nina in New York. Hello.
Hello, Artima. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Do we have good news today? I remember your situation. Are we
getting you do?
Yeah.
No, that's why I was raising my hand. I didn't want to, but no, unfortunately, there seem to be so many blockages. You know, the day my lower court date came up, my lawyer's father passed away. And so then, you know, he's like in limbo and he doesn't even get in touch with me.
So Jupiter Mercury retrograde goes over things, and so let's trust that what is happening right now is just perfect. Yeah, just be open to it, don't fight it. Yeah, so whatever is happening, again, the gratitude for whatever is.
I did think of that, by the way.
Yeah, well, are you in gratitude right now?
Am I in gratitude? I really don't know.
I know you're because saying it in your mind, but I cannot feel any gratitude
I'm
here.
I'm not feeling it, and I'm so because it's affecting my finances and everything else.
Well, that's why you're still stuck, because you're not really doing the work. So you can't think yourself through life. You have to apply it. So right now, gratitude. Let's get into gratitude first. Be grateful for what is going on. Truly open your heart to it. That's the power. You have to be able to change and shift. That's where the energy flows. Good. Now stay in that gratitude. And there's obviously also feelings there. There's fear and all that. So we're going to let the fear be there as well. We're thankful. It's all energy. We need this energy to make the shift and the changes happen, right? Fear, we want to turn fear into money. We want to turn all that into money or whatever you need in your situation here. I want you to take another deep breath, just deep breath. And just trust that all is well. Whatever created you takes care of you. Do you get resistance when I say that, or can you allow it?
I'm allowing it, and then the fear comes back.
Let the fear be good. Thank you, fear. I'm so grateful you're still here. Can you come with me? Let's do this. Let's do this. I'm so grateful you're here. Thank you. Just let it come closer, let it come closer, let it devour you. Feel the fear, it's just energy, it's you, it's actually you. Yeah, good, 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 good. Let it come up into the third eye, perfect. You will forget yourself for a moment, that's right. There you go, good, good, you're doing good. Again, take another deep breath. Yeah, good. Thank you for really showing everybody how this works. So now, how are you feeling right now? What's happening right now?
Just a little constriction in my chest area.
Good.
You know, right in the middle.
Good. Okay, so be grateful for the constriction. Feel it. Allow it. It's all the lack, yeah. It was all the lack, that apparent lack is now changing and shifting and expanding into something new, maybe more comfortable, maybe more neutral. How is it now?
Better, but I feel it shifted a little to the left.
Okay. Good.
Under my left breast.
Good. Yeah, no, good, good. So we're gonna track it. No, because the body has a certain way of unraveling. It's like a knot of yarn, right? Like a ball of yarn. So we're just going to have to go step by step. If you've ever done any knitting, you know you can't just pull somewhere. It just doesn't work. You have to go step by step and see, okay, now that's another knot here. Something's entangled. I'll let that go as well. We're grateful. Good. We're here. We're aware. We're conscious. So dissolving as well. Where does it take you now?
It's just, I'm guessing my solar plexus.
Okay, this is going on and on. Good. What I'm going to do is now, because we're late here, I'm going to ask you to continue this process that we just did together. It might not go as fast because I supercharge it, but don't give up. Even if it takes you 2 days to get through your solar plexus, just stay with it, be grateful, and just go with what is. Because this is, you see, the world is within you. The people out there and the judges out there and the situations out there, they're not out there. It's in your body. You right now are influencing your situation by doing this. Are you following me?
Yes.
Good. Okay. This is what you can. Because the mind always just complains because it can't do anything. So it complains, right? It's because it knows it can't do anything. It's just a reflector. It's a mirror. But you are the one who is the world. You are changing your world by basically following these constrictions you have in your body. Okay.
So I just let it go. Just don't worry about it. That's the attitude. Should I?
Well, I would say with you, you just continue step by step. It's not. Yeah. You go learn the basics. Just feel into the solar plexus. Be grateful. Just keep doing that. Yeah.
Just
okay. We'll talk next time. Okay.
Sure.
Thanks. You're welcome. Okay. We're in Washington right here. And 2069, is that Joanne?
Hi, Aratima, it is Joanne.
Okay, well, I know, I know what's going on with you. Do you need help with that?
Yeah, actually, this call has been very, very helpful, and I've listened to everything that everybody said and all your healings, and I'm feeling better. Mm-hmm. I just have such a severe fracture, two fractures in the shoulder and the humerus that the pain is unbelievable, but it's gone down since I've been on the call, so I'm very, very grateful for that. If there's anything that you can help me get through the next few days until the surgery on Monday,
okay,
I would appreciate it.
Yeah, I understand. So the pain is the main issue for you, right?
Yes.
Or is the fear of surgery? Is there something like that?
There's a little bit of fear, but I must say, prosperity-wise, I've been blessed. My alternative doctor and her assistant are coming with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
So
okay.
I'm trying to receive that.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah, I think, you know, the pain of the bone is
the
paramount,
thing.
But comes up, what it drags up is all the ego and the fear and the, you know, all the little issues.
Yeah. So let's be okay. And again, to stay with the theme here, to be grateful that this body is showing you where you're constricted, where there's ego. So we'll just be grateful here and just come out of that place. And then we're just going to say, okay, I got it. I know my contractions. And now we don't have to have pain, right? Pain doesn't need to exist. We already know it's going to be taken care of. We already know the bone is, so let's, is it a 9 or something right now? Or a 10?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The key is not to move.
Is it already set?
No.
No, because it's not really aligning quite right. I can see that. And that misalignment is giving the body like wanting to tell you it's not aligned right, not alignment. So let's, I'm just going to ask it energetically to align already. So we know this, corrected, proper alignment, your original posture, position. That already changed the pain level right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did. It shifted something.
Yeah, because
it actually shifted something right in the shoulder. There's a piece of bone that came out of, they call it the tuberosity, the right tuberosity, the ball of the shoulder, and it fractured and sent a piece of the bone out of the ball. And I feel like something's shifting in there.
Okay, so let's just allow it to all move into its proper place. Do this today, this week, during the surgery, in the moment of now, it already happened. Understanding the nerves, grateful the body lets us know, allowing yourself to be in charge of the situation, and the sense is that the information of pain is not needed anymore, and coming into more neutrality and comfort. And we're activating endorphins here. For everybody, endorphins are good for lots of things. There you go. Did we drop it to 7 or 8 maybe?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Good. So what I suggest for you to do is, if you're just standing still anywhere or sitting still and you have a comedy channel, just watch a lot of comedy and just start laughing, like really lots of laughter. No, really, I really seriously belly laughing, because it will actually take away, it will create endorphins and will totally take your pain away. Yeah.
Marvelous.
Okay.
I will do that.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. What time is it? I'm going to take one more caller here, and this is Calgary. Is this Winona, maybe?
Yes,
okay.
It's Winona.
All right.
Well,
okay.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Ratimon. This call all over has been amazingly powerful. Your conversation with Linda has put me into a beautiful state.
Mm-hmm.
And the platinum ray thing, too. I wanted to just quickly mention that the other day I was walking along the water in Penticton and also driving, and noticed there was a section that had this white shimmeriness to it that I've never seen before on the lake. And I don't know if it's related to what you're talking about, but it was like...
I think it's the same thing. Yeah, it has a very whitish platinum. You know the way platinum and white gold look a little different? Like, it has this intense whiteness to it. It's just unearthly. Is that what it looked like?
Yeah, it was so unearthly. And it was like, it wasn't the whole lake, but it's a huge lake.
Just
here,
a spot, right? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was this one area, and I wanted to take pictures, but I was driving, and then when I was walking on the beach, I tried to catch it, but it was quite far out, and no one was noticing. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you saw it, too. Awesome.
Drawn to it. So thank you for that. Oh, okay. So, there's so much going on in the sense of just feeling that everyone on this call is me, and just allowing all of this beautiful, beautiful healing and isness through. Today is the day that the conditions can be raised off my house, which would make the sale of my house, there'd be no going back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fear had shown up around it, or the need and desire to control the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Overnight and into today, and wondering, oh, they haven't got a hold of me yet, and my head spinning, and really working with that energy to move it up, like you had said, with the vertical.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there's that mind is just screening to touch that fear, right?
Do you remember what Katya did? Do you remember what Katya did when she was back in Russia?
What did she do?
You went for a doctor. She just totally let it all go. She's like, whatever.
Whatever. And that's where I met today, and I realized that I think the part that it actually has nothing to do with the fear of whether it closes or not. Like, and I'm not feeling fearful in this moment anyways, but there's just this feeling of stepping into the freedom and having no restrictions, and because I have no plans, right?
That's right. I said that earlier. That is scary, so that's why we rather create more problems. Yeah, so I'm glad you're seeing that. And there's something else you were saying, but now I lost it.
Sorry.
I know, it's okay. Let me see if it's necessary. It'll come back. You want this to be sold. You want it to go through, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And it's already, and you're already holding the state that already happened. Yes, now it's coming back. The fear. Good. So we don't have to worry about the house. The house already sold because you chose so. But the only way you're holding it back is through the fear. Now, the fear already existed. before this house was ever bought, you came, were born with fear. You're using the situation to live your fear to become conscious. Your house sale is only there for you to recognize that you live in fear and you're identified as ego, not as divine being. Are you following me?
Oh, totally. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So now we don't have to worry about the house. The house is already sold because that's what you decided. You have the power of free will. The only reason why we block something is because of our identification with something that's not true, with the limitations. And that's why we limit our manifestation power. So now something's coming through here that's really very, very important for everything we're saying. So now in this present moment, just acknowledge the fact, this fear is separate from the house sale, that there's fear, acknowledge it, love it. Same thing for Nina. I know she's working on it. It's just happening within us, and it was there long before anything else. And as you're doing this, where you're splitting, and also you're not using this fear to actually hinder the house sale. You see, we're splitting that off. We're letting the house sale go through. It's already happened, and you're just sitting with this fear and just allowing, like, oh, I see, I'm becoming more conscious right now. Beautiful. I feel it move through me. I feel, oh, I'm becoming aware that I was so restricted. I'm aware that there's fear. Wow, what an amazing, powerful energy. It's so strong. It's so hot. It's so intense. It's all this raw energy. Now let's move it through. Let it move. Let it do its dance. And it becomes raw power, right? Which assists you to manifest more of your truth.
Wow, that is so powerful.
Well, thank you for offering this. This is why I lost my mind here for a moment. This is what I was going to talk about. Thank you very much. Okay.
Oh, thank awesome. You. That's perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Wonderful. So let's leave it with these profound words that you are already abundant. You are already everything. You're boundless. And stop projecting your limitations onto the situation at hand. No. The limitation is that you don't know who you are and you forgot your divine nature. And honor that, acknowledge it. So let's finish up maybe with a moment of enjoying the platinum ray, that molten new energy that's already here. And then I'm quietly going to leave the call. I thank you for being here. Wonderful participation, lots of different things, awesome work. And we have one more call to go next week, 10:30 Pacific Daylight Savings Time. And so I wish you a wonderful weekend. And for now, I'm just going to sit quietly for a few minutes, 2-3 minutes here, and then I'm going to leave the call. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The moderator has left the conference.